Good evening and welcome to our evening services. This evening's service will be led by the young men of the congregation. If it is convenient, please stand for these first two songs.
My name is Silas and I'll be reading from the NIV. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 9 through 12. Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you. For yourselves have been taught by God to love each other, and in fact, you do. Love in all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your own ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
My name is Lincoln. Please pray with me. Our wonderful and eternal Father, we pray that you are honored and praised by all that we do. We pray that our worship is true and uplifting. We pray that our worship gives you glory forever. You are good and perfect and deserve the best that we can offer. Please receive our worship with joy. Please bless our worship and pray that it may show your glory to others. We love and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Today I'll be reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, chapter verse 2 through 4. We always thank God for all you do and constantly mention you in our prayers. We remind before our God and Father your work, preceded by faith, your labor, promoted by love, and your endurance, inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, he has chosen you.
I'll be reading from the NIV, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. And we also thank God continually because when you receive the word of God which you heard from us, you can accept it not as a human word, but as it actually is the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe.
Hello, my name is Henry, and I will be reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11 through 13, and the version is the NIV. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. Make the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Let us pray. Our holy and mighty Father, please, God, help us to serve you faithfully. Help us to live out our faith in the world. Help us to show your love to others through our actions. Help us to never give up or lose heart. Help us to constantly look for ways to serve you and to make a positive impact for you. Please bless all of our work and ministries. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
My name is Levi, and I will be reading, and we will be reading the Brothers Pray for Us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss.
My name is Jackson, and today I'll be reading from the NIV, 1 Thessalonians 5:14-18. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ.
Please pray with me. Our true and living Father, please help us to all be faithful to you in our lives. Please help us to resist temptation and continually grow closer to you, and help us live more like you and show us the world who you are. We pray that you forgive us when we sin and strengthen us to do better in the future. Help us all remain committed to you throughout our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you guys so much. This has been awesome. This is a wonderful night, and I am so proud of each one of you in your service to the church and to the kingdom, and I am excited about what your future holds and what you will end up doing for the Lord Jesus throughout your lives. This is an exciting time, and I think there's a lot to be thankful for each one of these young men who have done this, and also all of those, the young ladies and the young men who are involved in all kinds of acts of service for our church and for our community with Lads to Leaders. We have a lot of people who are involved in that. We have a lot of kids who are involved in that. I'm also thankful for all of the parents who are bringing your kids and who are encouraging them and helping them in this. I'm thankful for all of the adults and the parents who stay and who help and who work with it. Thank you to Bucky and Kendra and Michaela and many others who stay here at the building and help guide and work with these kids. There's a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot of good things happening, and tonight is one of those times where we get to reap some of the fruit of what has been planted sown. And so I want to encourage everyone here to be sure and be encouraged. Also, be sure and express to each of these young men how thankful you are for what they've done, and be an encourager as well. I think there are many ministers of the gospel, whether full-time or just faithful, active members of the church who minister where they are, who the reason they do that, what got them started, was opportunity and encouragement. They were given the opportunity to do something, and there was a church that surrounded them and loved them and encouraged them, and that opened up and provided more opportunities. And when that happens, churches grow, people grow, and God is honored and glorified. Every one of the scriptures that we've read tonight has come from the book of 1 Thessalonians. And 1 Thessalonians is a wonderful book for many reasons. But one of the things that I love about it is how often Paul thanks God in this book because he found out about the faithfulness of the church in Thessalonica. The church there, he hadn't seen it in a while, and it was a young church, and it was a persecuted church, and he was worried about the church, and he wanted to find out how the church was doing. Well, he ends up getting word back that the church is doing really well. And so 1 Thessalonians is basically a thank you letter for a faithful congregation. And so the first three chapters of it, he's expressing thanks over and over again about how grateful he is to hear that they are doing well, how grateful he is that they accepted the word of God as truth and as the word of God and not the word of men. And then he ends it with helping clarify a couple of things that they might have misunderstood, particularly about the second coming of Jesus and a few other issues. But that idea of the coming of Jesus is actually something that he ends every chapter with along the way. And so it's a church he's happy for. It's a church where he wants to remind them of very important things. And it's a letter that near the end of it, there's this beautiful prayer that he offers for the church. And it's one that basically what I wanted to do tonight is offer it to all of you, and specifically to some of you who have been leading in our service and helping lead in our worship tonight. This is a blessing where we're praying for God's blessing upon faithful Christians and upon you guys throughout your lives. And so I wanted to do that before offering our invitation here tonight. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. If there's anyone here tonight who perhaps when you think about the second coming of Christ, you don't feel ready for that moment, well, now is an opportunity to be prepared for it, to do what's necessary to get ready for it. Whether there is sin in your life that you would like to be forgiven of and you would like help and strength to overcome, or if you'd like to become a Christian tonight, please let that be known. And would you please come and sit on the front row while we stand and as we sing?
Thank you for coming to our evening service. If you have not had the opportunity to take the Lord's Supper, it has been left prepared in one of the classrooms to my left. Let's close with a prayer. Our holy and perfect Father, please help, please bless the families of this church. We ask that you bless the parents with wisdom, help them to be grateful guides and examples. Please help the children to be obedient and kind. Help husbands and wives to love each other and the children to grow learning about you. Help us all to love you, you our whole lives. Thank you for all for the gift of marriage in our family. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.